Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
Atta boy, Clive.
New Year's revolution would probably be, have a healthy relationship with my girlfriend and hoping my parents are staying nice and healthy.
Happy birthday!
Mine? Friend trips.
Solution New Year's is probably seeing my grandma and have a nice New Year's because I love my grandma and she always took care of me when I was a kid.
Happy birthday!
Nation about at a truth false at Sheffield School.
Guys, the sun's already up. It's
gonna
be a golden day.
Let's eat.
Oh, those golden Grahams. Oh, those golden Grahams. Crispy, crunchy Graham cereal, family breakfast treat. Oh, those golden Grahams. Oh, those golden Grahams. Golden honey, just a touch with Graham's golden wheat.
It's a great tasting part of a complete breakfast for the whole family.
Try those golden Grahams and have a golden day.
You never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes, I'm in.
with that old timer rock and roll. I still like that old timer rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes my soul. I reminisce about the days of old with that old timer rock and roll. Still like that old timer rock and roll.
It's that time of year where sand trucks are getting ready to, well, plow. What do you think?
You know what else?
What's that?
Every truck like that has a problem. You need a wrecker.
Yeah. Tow truck. I mean, icy roads, people need to be, more careful because people
definitely
are...
careful.
Because a lot of cars are literally just, slipping off the road because it's icy. And the trucks are really trying to do their job, but no. What's that?
Ever see those ones on TV?
Yeah. I believe so.
The Weather Channel?
Yeah. I mean, the trucks are trying to, not only trying to do their job.
They help people, too.
Yeah. The trucks are trying to do their best. Especially when the cars are trying to be careful, it's not easy for
vehicles. They can smash them, each other.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, when I was living up in Holly, that one of the vehicles ended up into a snowbank. So they literally had to go over there and, get the car out of the snowbank. It was really hard.
Who got them out?
Person I used to live with. It was one of their kids that he was driving, and the road was very, very slippery. So.
What was he driving?
His car.
What kind?
I don't know.
Chevy or Ford?
It was a car. So it's just that he was trying to be very, very careful because the road was very, very slippery.
Yeah, you gotta use caution too.
Yeah, it's how people are. The people that are usually careful, some people are not careful, and especially during the highway. Especially with black ice. Black ice is the most dangerous thing people have ever experienced during the night.
You know what you should be careful of?
What's that?
Crossing railroad tracks. When the
things
are down. The gate.
Especially when you're actually trying to when people are driving, and you gotta not disturb the driver, but you can say, hey, trying to drive, trying to concentrate on the road. It's very icy out there. But you can always help the driver keep them safe. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's only one. Ice total is 2 and 4 inches.
There's
only one thing.
What's that?
You never want to get stuck on the train tracks. Or you got to be...
That would be a bad idea.
Or stuck on it.
You have any ideas there, Masha?
Might want to be careful on the highway, because if you're not careful, you can get into an accident, and that would be a big problem for who's ever driving on the highway.
Yeah, for me, when I used to live in Turner's, yes. It was very snowy.
Lots of the trucks.
But I thought you lived in Hadley for a long time.
I lived in Holly.
Holly? Yes. You know, those big trucks are like huge. I haven't seen big trucks like that.
And winter weather, fuzzy.
Oh, yeah. What's your weather report there, Phil?
www.winterweatherandattorney.com.
You got any more winter stuff?
And snow and ice and as a sleet. So snowman.
Oh, I loved building the snowman when I was a kid. Especially sliding. I love sliding. When I was a kid, I always went in the Unity Park. I always went down that big slide. Of course, when I was a kid, I went into the wrong direction and hit a tree. I hit a branch. Kind of knocked myself out. My brothers had to carry me, and well, I had to be. I woke up in the hospital.
I gotta go sled the mountain.
Yeah, I think the biggest, I think people actually went to is the one in Charma. You go down the snow mountain, but they usually ski, go sled. What do you think? You like go sledding?
I used to have a sled, but my dad gave it to someone. You know, in the winter time when it's snow, you can mix snow angels too if you want to.
Yeah, I never really got to build it to actually do snow angels because of my back. Because I had that rod in my back and I wanted to do it too much. Because if I do it too much, get back to
snow plow. Snow plow. When it comes to snow removal, snow plow. Sure to meet with your approval. Snow plow. He lowers his blade down to the ground to shovel away the snow that's falling down, down, down. Snow plow. To give drivers better traction. He knows just the proper action. Snow plow. Sand and cinder he lays down on the ground, making driving more safe when snow is falling down, down, down. Snow plow. But snow plow, how now can you see? With all that snow and storm debris, he uses good technology to show him where the lane should be. If the snow falls really heavy, snow plow, might see his buddies getting ready. Snow plow. Dozers and ladders and graders come round, and excavators while snow is falling down, down.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm brand spanking new in this here town. I was hoping you'd look at Statue of Liberty.
Hoping I got a look at what?
Statue of Liberty.
It's up in Central Park, taking a leak. You hurry up, you'll catch the supper show.
I'm DJ Smashbang! I'm listening to Edgeworth Sisters and Christmas Island 107.9 Fairway Superstar!
We all heard that Kiss, the band Kiss, is no longer together. They already made their last album. And while the leader of Kiss, Gene Simmons, he had his own show for quite a few years now.
What is Gene Simmons about?
What do you mean?
What?
He's the leader.
What is it?
He has a long tongue. Sure, if you want to do that.
Snoopy.
I don't know who that is.
Snoopy.
Sacho.
Snoopy.
Snoopy. Cross base. Space bases.
Snoopy.
The space man.
Okay, don't you're making it weird. All right. Well, I mean, I think the song "Rock and Roll All Night."
Simmons.
Yes.
Gene Simmons.
No. Baby.
Hey, Kiss has been around for a very long time.
Sticky Boots.
That's old song for everyone.
He said that.
I said no.
He didn't change his boots in 50 years.
Why would he not change his boots?
Hey.
It stinks.
Like 1950s.
Hey. No.
Sticky Boots.
And
Christy and Smelly.
No moving over Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons is come to stay no matter what. Hey. Who are we, Mr. Casey Jones?
Don't take this, sir. Goodbye. It was Superstar.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think... The thing is that Kiss has been around for a very long time. It's been around since the 80s.
That's weird. Bring it up.
Who the heck is that?
My favorite song is Christmas.
Superstars. Nature calls.
Calls.
calls. Calls. Calls.
Today, type of cardinals. Cardinals.
Since we're talking about the Cardinals, I'm sure we've seen them tons of times. I've seen the male and the female. I mean, I've seen one of them peck at my window because it says right here is they will fight on their own reflection in the window. I mean, have you seen that?
No.
I seen it tons of times. Well, the female is a brownish with a white chest. The male cardinal is red, like a dark red, and like a darkish blackish in the back.
Where do they live mostly?
They live all around. It's the year all around. It means that they're everywhere. I seen them tons of times. I seen them all up in trees. I seen them on telephone poles. I seen them pretty much everywhere.
What do they eat?
They eat for food. Let's see. Seeds, insects, fruit. They will come to seed feeders.
What's a seed feeder?
It's something that people hang, and then they hang it from the tree. And
oh, I've seen those.
And then they come and the bird will eat the bird food right there.
I saw those. One of them
will appear similar to the immature cardinal. Look for female bright red beak. It says the familiar backyard bird looking for a feeding. Looking for a mate, feeding females during courtship. Male feeds young of the first brood by himself while females build second nest. They're come from the Latin word cardinalis, means important. Very tradition during the spring, it will fight their own reflection in a window. Non-tradition in the winter, they gather in a small flock of 20 birds.
20 birds.
Both male and female sing and can be heard any time of the year. Listen to their wata chur chur chur, a traditional call in the spring. I mean, it's like I said, they actually when you see a cardinal, they have the most beautiful sound that you can possibly hear. I mean, I've seen them tons of times. Have you seen cardinals around?
No, not really.
I mean, I'm sure there've been a couple cardinals near you. I mean, they live here in Greenville.
I only saw hummingbirds.
Yeah, hummingbirds you've seen around, but cardinals are pretty much the bird that they're like popular. I mean, they're very popular to see, but when you see a female one, they're brown, but in like an orange beak, and I believe the male it are like the same thing, but. But the female is, like I said, it's a brownish back, brownish buff, of red, white, while the crest of the wings is black mask with a large red beak. Males are red birds with a black mask extending from the face down to chin and throat. A large red bill with a chest. So they're like I said, they're very popular to see. I mean, I've seen them tons of times. Wouldn't you think? I mean, of course, Alan loves cardinals all the time.
Hey, that bird looks like from the Sesame Street.
Are you seriously putting?
That bird looks
I love the way cardinals actually sing. They have a really good sound. I mean, especially when you actually hear the sound of a hawk. Red-tailed hawks, they have a good sound too, because they actually screech. They make the screech sound. They're looking for someone. I mean, they're trying to get a good sound. People are able to listen. I mean, when you see an eagle, you can actually hear them. I mean, I remember years ago, I actually saw the eagle. I mean, they actually make a good sound of a, they make that good music. It's.
You said you saw a hawk.
Yes, I actually did. I actually saw a hawk, a red-tailed hawk, right near me.
And you said that you got a good picture of it.
I sure did. I actually got a really good picture of the red hawk. It was right near me, right when I was on my street. I was really surprised to see a hawk, but usually you don't see hawks up close. I mean, they usually run because they're really scared. But when you actually realize there's a hawk in front of you, you have to be very quiet. And I think someone's falling asleep.
I thought hawks fly, they don't run.
They do fly. They fly to get their food, and if they see like a mouse, they'd use those giant claws of theirs and grab the mouse and make sure the mouse is pretty much dead, because their claws are pretty much big.
They have talons on their claws too.
Gee.
Yeah, I mean.
Boy, am I lucky. Look at that. I'm just checking out my nose. Well, you have one. Well, it doesn't look like mine, I know, because my nose is also my beak. Aren't noses great? Did you ever notice Mr. Snuffleupagus's nose? Isn't it wonderful? Why, he can even pick things up with his nose. But but you and I, we can do lots of things that are same with our noses, like, smell things. Like, I smell a bakery around here. And we can breathe through our nose, so we don't have to open our mouth. Like, yes, and, oh, and we can sneeze. Like, I don't feel like sneezing. Achoo! yes, that's what we, you can do that with your nose, and I can do that with my nose. And, of course, there's other things that I can do with my nose. I mean, I can, tap on windows with it. Or, when I go to the beach, I can dig holes in the sand with my nose, and, you can't do that. Oh, yeah, and there's another thing. I can crack sunflower seeds with my nose, and you sure can't crack sunflower seeds with your nose.
Hi, Big Bird.
Oh, hi, Olivia. Oh, hey, I'm awful sorry about your nose.
What? What are you talking about?
You know, the sunflower seeds.
Football.
Well, the Super Bowl is very soon, right?
Yeah.
And let's think of the teams that we actually know who's actually been to the Super Bowl. Like the New England Patriots. They've been to the Super Bowl several times.
Yep.
Who else?
The Jets? No.
Yep. The Jets. New York Jets have been to the Super Bowl.
Eagles.
Yep, Philadelphia Eagles. They've been to the Super Bowl several times. New Orleans Saints. They've been to the Super Bowl.
Seahawks.
Yep, Seattle Seahawks. They've been to the Super Bowl several times.
Mets.
That would be baseball there, bud.
Oh, sorry. New York Giants.
Yep, there you go. Now name another team.
Green Bay Packers.
Yep. Another team.
Cardinals. I said Cardinals.
Arizona, yep. You know another team?
Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Name another team. Yep, San Francisco 49ers. Name another team. Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, Dallas Cowboys. Who else? How about Vegas Raiders?
Vegas. Yep.
Arizona Cardinals.
Yep, well, we already said that.
Who else?
Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Broncos.
Denver.
Yep. And we got... who else?
How about that one? Start with a B.
Vikings.
Huh?
Vikings.
Vikings, yep.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings. And wait, well, who else we got?
Patriots.
Yep, we already got that.
I'm about... No,
that's baseball.
That's not team Red Sox. That's
Dodgers.
Yep.
Dodgers.
I have
one. What are they called? What? L.A.
L.A. Chargers.
Yep.
Yep.
Who else we got?
Who's your best player? Let's talk about players.
Let's talk about the team, the players now. Well, the playoffs are soon, so we don't exactly know who will be going to the Super Bowl. Well, we got the Dolphins. Dolphins have been really, really good.
Miami Dolphins.
Yep, they've been really good. We got the Ravens. They've been really good.
How about the Lions?
Lions, they've been really good. Yep.
What kind of Lions?
They're called Detroit.
Detroit?
Yeah.
Redskins.
How about the Redskins?
Redskins.
Yeah.
They've been all right.
Washington Redskins.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that we got players that have been called Super Bowl MVP.
Redskins.
We have...
Go Redskins.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have seen players that have been called MVP.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're called the Washington Commanders now. They're not called Redskins.
Hey, Josh. Who was the coach for the Steelers? I forgot his name.
No, he was a coach for years. I don't know who exactly...
How about the Broncos?
Broncos.
That was Broncos.
There you go. That makes me up on this.
How about the Super Bowl MVPs? Like Tom Brady? I know, but... You said talk about players, and so now we're talking about players. We don't know yet. We got to figure out. I would probably say for the championship, it would probably be between the Cardinals.
Yep.
I don't know. What would you say? Maybe the Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've been... The quarterback for the Dolphins has been really, really good.
So
but the thing is that there is a football game this Thursday between the Chargers and Bills. Or maybe Saturday. Or Sunday, I don't know. But
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
I heard something about the Patriots and the Dolphins playing Sunday.
I don't think the Patriots are playing the Dolphins yet. They got a game before that. Because they play until week 16.
Who played on TV last
night? That would be...
The Black Helmets.
The Lions.
And the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Jaguars.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that the Bills have one more chance of actually trying to win against the Chargers. And if the Chargers beat them, it means the Bills are out of the playoffs. Unfortunately for the Patriots, and they're out of the playoffs. But they're saying that Bill Belichick, it might be done.
Yeah.
He might be, I mean, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. He has 301 wins and more than any other coach in NFL history. But they said without Brady, he's only got...
So, who was the guy? He used to be a coach from the 49ers.
Like I said, the coach for the 49ers, he's been around for a very long time. But
how about the Redskins?
I don't know about the coach.
I forget the coach's name from the Steelers.
The San Francisco 49ers, owners of the best record in the NFL, will bring you tonight the most spectacular showcase the league has to offer. To begin, Santa has brought for your viewing pleasure Steve Young. Finally and convincingly out from under Joe Montana's long shadow, he is on his way to an unprecedented fourth consecutive passing title and has thrown an NFL best and team record 34 touchdown passes. Among the other gifts that the 49ers will unwrap for you tonight is the incredible Jerry Rice. As the player many consider to be the best ever at his position, the record-breaking Rice is the kind of present that all quarterbacks dream of finding under their tree. And this year, the 49ers toy collection features an impressive defense with stars like the inimitable Deion Sanders, who has emerged as a perfect stocking stuffer for their secondary in 1994. While their sights are firmly set on the Super Bowl trophy, that present must wait until January 29th. But tonight, the 49ers bring their holiday show to Minnesota for their final regular season performance. It's the 49ers and Vikings as we wrap up our 25th season of ABC's Monday Night Football.
Wrap it up tonight. So get ready. I mean, get ready. Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party. We got Frank and Al and Dan. They're gonna get it kick started. Lynn and the crew's all set. The crowd is psyched, 'cause all my rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
Rising up back on the street, did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast, you change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past, you gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger, dream and a fight, rising up
to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night, watching us all in the eye of the tiger. Face to face, out in the night, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with the skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger. It's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stalks in the night, watching us all in the eye. Top. I got the guts, got the glory. I went the distance, not gonna stop. I'm just a man with a will to survive. Yes. And it's the eye of the tiger. It's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. It's the last known survivor, stalking prey in the night, watching us all in the eye. Yes, he's ready to fight, stalk and pray in the night, and he's watching.
Facing over and ever but a old friend of mine.
DJ Big Rig. DJ Big Rig. Signing off. LA Superstars. Hey. Hey, you. Who? Who made who? I was purposely. Who? Dogs? Who let the dogs out? Dogs out.
For $1 billion, the question is, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball cause she Billy Bondes get out. Get back Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah.
Two Eddie cows calling them canine. Hey,
yeah.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold this.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone.
Gruffy, bash Gruffy, get back you flea infested mongrel.
Well if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gancy, color. Any caliber do, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, with it to me the zoo.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?